Thanks so much for checking out this week's episode of Keeping It 99. This week's, it's a pretty fun episode. We kind of just, like, bounce off a bunch of stuff, man, because there's a lot going on. And I also get Redbeard sick, a little sick, so I feel like I'm dying. That's what's going on right now. I feel like fucking death. But I do this because I love it. If you like what you hear, check us out on the iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe, or whatever it is that you're listening to the show on right now, because you technically have to be listening to the podcast right now to listen. Yeah, that's how that works, right? Or you can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or the Twitter if you use the Twitter machine. Or you can go to keepingit99.com or lousyweathermedia.com to check our show out, along with all the other shows on the Lousy Weather Media Network. So let's just get into this motherfucker, shall we?
Unless he's already following your ambulance, call Misty.
Lord,
Misty, he kills you.
The thing with me is that I am smart, and I'm self-smarted, basically, by myself. Basically from nature and smoke and drugs and doing different things, I've self-learned myself. And that's the whole difference, I guess, is that I don't need the books or the schooling type things. I just get everything on my own, and because of that, I'm alive right now. I mean, if I had read more books or tried to go on to college and different things like that, I'd be dead right now, because people say books and college are for to be to make you smarter, but they can also be for to be to get you dead, which is what could have happened to me. My brain doesn't use enough oxygen because I don't have the whole thing filled with different stuff. And if it was full, it's only part full, and that's why I'm alive right now. Guards are giving here, you can read this book, try to get smarter. I'm like, all right, I'll pretend to read it, but I'm not going to really read it, because then my brain will be more full, and if I have another heart attack, I'm going to die.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It Sickly Time in this house of sick on Keeping It 99.
You're literally, Grant right now is literally covering up his face with his sweater.
Because I'm going to die.
That's how scared he is of dying. I'm drinking orange juice. I got a pop filter.
Not even like dying literally.
Us.
Like, if, you know, at least then I don't have to put up with shit after I'm dead. This is like being dead while you're alive and shit. This is being forced to be a zombie. It's fucked up. That's how I felt the other day. I felt like I was dying, but I was alive. Like, everything hurt. My skin hurt.
Yeah.
Had a fucking fever. I don't want that shit again.
Your one-stop-shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, in Northeast Ohio. My name is Eagle, and yes, I'm sick. I'm sick. And I brought Redbeard
here. Not just him. Not just him. He's sick.
My son.
His wife.
She's pretty much over it, man. It was a week ago
she's still
that
sick.
You saw
she just told me. She just told me when I walked in the door she's still sick.
But she's like in her final days.
But she just told me that she is.
She's in the final days.
And
of
then
it,
Evan said
she's
his throat
in the
hurt.
Final stages.
They're all sick. Your whole house is sick.
Evan's lying about the throat thing. He's just trying to fit in. He's trying to fit in.
What a weird way to try to fit in.
Hey, man.
Who uses that?
Kids are weird. 11-year-olds do. This is our one-year anniversary, Redbeard.
Yay!
March 23rd. So this will be out tomorrow as we're recording this. So this will be out on the 24th.
Right, but today is our anniversary.
Today is our anniversary.
This is our one-year anniversary. Somehow, we didn't even plan this. Like, this just kind of happened because we were going to do this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we should probably do it tomorrow. And then you were like, oh, cool, I'm sick anyways.
Yeah.
Then I come over here and, like, all of you are sick. So.
What'd you expect, man?
I didn't expect to show up to a house of fucking death.
I wish. Oh, man. I wish I had my phone on me right now. I'd take a picture of showing how Redbeard is looking. Never seen somebody so frightened in their life. Well, we'll breeze through this because I don't want to spend a lot of time editing this because I'm sick.
You are.
Sick as a dog.
I know. I was sick as a dog the other day. It ran its courses. It was weird. Like Saturday night, I got sick towards the end of the night and that's when a whole other slew of things started, same time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great, awesome. As I'm sitting at the bar working this fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd show, And there's also a birthday party of a girl that we know, Big Tim, who works there, one of the bouncers. His sister's 21st birthday party. She turned 21 the week before, but she was having the party there that night. She was there, but these guys show up. My two brothers are 21, 22 years old, and they do nothing but work out, apparently. They're just big as fuck. And then their dad, who's not big, but he's just bouncing around, throwing punches and shit in the air and trying to rile his sons up. And he's obviously been to prison. And I'm like, God damn it, man. So I'm trying to pay attention to my girlfriend. Because she's there with her friends and shit, you know? So I'm, trying to pay attention to her, and I'm trying to watch these fucking morons at this table all night. And so then I'm stressed out about getting my ass kicked because I'm going to fucking... This is what was going to happen. I was going to end up knocking their dad out, right? And then the sons were just going to whoop the shit out of me. There was no stopping those guys, right? Not me, at least. Tim was in the bar. He would have got to it eventually, but I would have got beat up before he got there. It's not people break that shit up instantly. I was going to get served. I was going to get served. So then I started to feel sick at 10 o'clock. And it felt like I was getting stabbed in my lower intestines. I couldn't even take a piss. I wanted to take a piss, but I couldn't take a piss. I felt like I was on some old man shit. And then, that night I started feeling like my skin hurt. Anytime I would move anything, my muscles were starting to ache. Yes. And I was here comes that. Sick. Ew. You know what I mean?
I know that feeling.
So by the end of the night, when I put my coat on, dude, it hurt my flesh. I was in pain. And then I went home, woke up, just sweating and cold and shaking, and my body hurt. And then, the whole next day, it was only maybe 4 hours later when I woke up, 3-4 hours later. I must have pissed 20 times. My bladder drained, and I puked twice, so I was just dehydrated, had a fever.
Yeah.
It was all fucked up.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Ash phone. That's my fault. I'm sorry, people. Everybody's trying to hit me up because I'm not on Facebook.
Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events.
For the rest of us, there's Facebook. Did you read what that bitch said?
Well, I worked that Burn Blue Sky show down at Dominic's for St. Patrick's Day. So I did the door down there.
Was the crowd hype?
And it was... it was weird because, half the bar was there for the Kent State game. Because Kent State was in the fucking...
March Madness shit.
Yeah, the March Madness. And they lost.
Oh.
I know. They lost. They kept it close for a long time, though. It was within, four... They ended up getting beat by fucking 16 or some shit. I can't remember what it was. It was some awful number. But either way, where I'm at the door, IDing everybody, that's where all the tables and shit are and the main bar is, okay? And then Burn Blue Sky played in the other room. I didn't see 1 ounce of that show. I didn't see Drunken Funk. I didn't see fucking Burn Blue Sky. Not one iota of the stage, which was just the floor, by the way. There was no stage. They just set up and jam, which was awesome. But I didn't get to see any of that. I got to see some, beers up in the air. People were having a good time and shit, but I wasn't part of the good time. I was just IDing people that had the good time. And this is when I got sick. It was that night. Because, Saturday night is, when all this shit started.
Yes.
Right? So I for sure got sick St. Patty's Day at Dominic's.
Oh.
It has to manifest.
Some dirty motherfuckers.
Dirty motherfuckers going out. I love Dominic's, man. Some dirty motherfuckers out, though. St. Patrick's Day. They're just drunk.
Right?
Drunk.
In a funk.
Had to swat two chicks' hands away from trying to touch my beard because they were drunk.
Ooh.
Slap.
Ooh.
Slap.
See, I saw Burn Blue Sky the night after. I did not get sick at the Burn Blue Sky show at Annabelle's.
Or did I?
Get into some heavy metal news, goddammit. Because there's a shitload. There's some big releases today, March 24th, Friday. Biggest, most noted one that we should be talking about is Fuck You, Pay Me's Dumb Down is officially out.
Their album got released on our 1-year anniversary of us doing our first show?
Yes!
What?
Thanks, fuck you, pay me. Yeah. You did that for us.
We appreciate that.
I'm thrilled. I'm going to be listening to it all motherfucking day.
Awesome. I'll download it later.
Dumb down. You can download it on Amazon.
I'm going to download it.
It's like nine something. The vinyl's only maybe 19 bucks.
Yeah, I know. I want the vinyl. I couldn't pre-order it, though, for some reason. Off my phone.
Oh.
I tried to do it, but it wouldn't let me.
You can pre-order it.
And I was like, that's fucked up, bro. I
think you can pre-order it on their label site or on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon.com.
I could probably get it from one of their shows, too.
Ooh.
I would like to go see them and just fucking buy it.
Didn't you have
Tony
Erba, like, sign it? And...
to you, you fucking asshole. Do not like you. But thanks for buying our shit.
I would just want to talk to him about old-time Memphis pro wrestling and shit.
Awesome.
Chris Jericho's band Blood Visions is putting out an album today, and I listened to it. It's a 6-song EP.
It can't be good, though.
Yeah, well, no. It's not the greatest. It's not the worst.
No, it's not. There's no way.
It's,
look at his hair.
Okay, if you're a Chris Jericho fan, it's great. It's wonderful.
That's my niece. My niece is a huge Jericho fan.
But, I mean, the band features members, you know, past members, present members, 6 Feet Under, Obituary, bands like that. I think Iced Earth.
Yeah. Iced Earth. Isn't Tim Owens in that band?
Mm-hmm. They sound a little bit like the Scorpions, who are going on tour with Megadeth. Megadeth, that's the band. That's the band that Megadeth said that they've never played with, and they're going to open up for, and they don't usually like to open up for bands. They usually don't like to open for other guys because of Megadeth. But they're opening up for the Scorpions, and that kind of makes sense to me. Like, I think that they would draw similar crowds. Dudes in their 40s.
I would go see that.
Really?
Yeah. If I can get my brother there, that would be dope.
Big Scorpions fan you are?
I'm not a big Scorpions fan, but, you know, they're the Scorpions. I grew up with them and shit.
I used to cover Rocky Like a Hurricane.
I didn't, like, grow up with them. Like, we hung out in the same neighborhood and shit. Like, I grew up listening to it. Aww. Chuck Berry died.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Chuck Berry, as you may not know, he invented rock and roll.
He's the king of rock and roll.
And
a lot of people will tell you it's Elvis.
He had a restaurant and he used to videotape girls peeing.
That's what the kings do. Of kings of rock and roll.
Rest in peace, Chuck Berry.
He was a dirty fucking dude. He's also the king of rock and roll.
What are you gonna do? All That Remains has a new song called Halo. What a clever original name that is. And it sucks. Steel Panther has a new album.
Yeah!
Yeah! It's called Lower the Bar. I listened to the record on SoundCloud, like the entire album.
It was good.
Stream it. Yeah.
Amazing.
They raised it. They raised the fucking bar.
Yeah.
That's how clever they are. It's not heavy metal, but it might as well be. Run the Jewels has a brand new video for Legend Has It. What? Have you seen the video yet?
Nope.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Was listening to Run the Jewels the whole way over here. I'd be more impressed with that line if I actually liked PB&Js.
Oh, what?
I don't like peanut butter and jelly.
Jesus Christ.
I like jelly.
First Enter Sandman, then that. Come on, dude.
I don't like peanut butter. It's a peanut butter thing. It's something that I have against the fucking sandwich. Like, good for you if you can... like peanut butter and shit.
Right.
I don't like peanut butter. I like jelly. I have jelly and jelly sandwiches and shit. I'm yes, grape and strawberry.
I like strawberry.
Concord grape.
Ooh.
It's really good on toast. I mean, Concord grape is really good on toast.
I think
if I was going to have strawberry jam on bread, so I was just using bread. But toast is getting the grape.
I use grape for when I make like little cocktail sausages.
Little cocktail weenies?
Yeah, man. I get those. It's like a half a bottle of barbecue sauce and like a half a jar of grape jelly. And you put that in the slow cook pressure cooker.
Yeah.
And you do that shit up after like 4 or 5 hours with the fucking sausages in it. Just keep shit stirring the barbecue and the jelly. Dude, it is so good because it gives it like this fucking awesome glaze. It's so good.
This is one of the most fat kid things I've heard in so long. I want to make it.
It's delicious.
It sounds delicious.
It's really good.
Sounds like some fat kid shit.
I'm on some fat kid shit. I need to have some more energy for the rest of the show. Hey, let's randomly talk pro wrestling.
Yeah. 123 Kid was my dude. back in the day. He was like the underdog of all underdogs.
He beat Razor Ramon. I was like, what?
What just happened?
How'd that? Jobbers never win.
He was great.
WrestleMania is coming up, though.
Yeah, but didn't he turn out to be like a woman beater? Didn't he used to kick the shit out of China?
I don't know if that's true. I don't know what to believe.
She was on a lot of pills.
She was. She was. I don't know what to believe when it comes to that stuff. But X-Pac does seem like a pretty cool dude. I can say that. Seems like a pretty cool guy. He's got like a little wrestling show that he does nowadays. It's pretty fun. Pretty nice. It's pretty laid back. Steve Austin. He beat his wife before.
Stone Cold?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real fun little fact. When John Cena made his debut on SmackDown, he wrestled Kurt Angle in his very first match, right? And so whenever they talk about John Cena's debut, they always cut to this stare down between the two of them before their match. But what they don't show you is there's a dude that has this sign that was held up throughout the night right between Cena and Kurt Angle, said Austin 316 says I just beat my wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him for getting that sign in and not getting it taken down.
Right? So many scandals and controversies in wrestling.
Yeah, probably the biggest one is where the guy, you know, killed his whole family and then wrapped fucking 350-pound goddamn weight cord around his neck and let go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. That never happened.
That never happened.
That was one of my favorite wrestlers.
Man, mine too. Mine too. Do you know who Dino Bravo was?
When you were a kid. Fuck yeah.
Do you know how Dino Bravo died?
Nope.
Dude, so get this.
Mafia shit.
Mafia shit. He was in part of the Canadian mafia that's smuggling cigarettes. And
he died over cigarettes.
Some dude shot him like through the back of the chair while he was just sitting like watching TV. Somebody just walked in, slid in,
a hit,
boom, took a hit out on his ass, man.
Damn.
Over smuggling cartons of cigarettes. Yeah,
Dino Bravo.
That's just pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, like,
if you're gonna go out,
if you're gonna go out gangster.
Dino Bravo cracks me up because you remember the way that he looked, right? Like, he had the blonde hair, but he obviously bleached it.
Right.
But he looked like a Goomba. Like, he looked
like... He was
like,
a Dago.
He looked like a hardcore Goomba. And I like to think that he was trying to cover up that he was in the Italian mob or whatever by dyeing his hair blonde. He's like, nobody will notice.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to notice that I got my hair.
And like, fuck the fact that my name is Dino and Bravo.
Dino Bravo.
That's definitely not fucking Italian.
No, I'm not in the mafia. There, what mafia? And more metal news. This is this might be the biggest. Hate Theory 3 is going to be coming out. Hate Theory 3. So far this year we've gotten new sounds from NDE, and then Hate Theory. Yeah. Hate Theory, just out of the blue. They're like, surprise, Theory's back. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
What is happening to my 1990s life?
It's like, how do we get them and NDE on the show together then? I mean, they're making a new album. Making an album?
Yeah.
An album?
You know what would be awesome is if they did a split.
Ooh.
If Hate Theory and NDE did a split.
Ooh.
A limited split.
Mm-hmm.
On 45. I mean, it would sell out, Bobby Reinhardt. It would sell out.
Yeah, right?
And just make sure I get, I want a test pressing.
Make that money!
Just give me a test pressing, son.
So are you excited about the new Hate Theory?
Well, here's the thing. I may have known.
No.
And I may have heard a song.
No.
But I was sworn to secrecy. I wasn't allowed to fucking say shit.
But amigo.
No, I know. But I wasn't allowed.
Wow.
I wasn't allowed.
Wow.
Sworn to secrecy.
Wow. Totem pole way low down
no,
there.
It was on by
there.
One of my other close friends, and he was like, hey, man, I'm going to let you listen to this, but you can't say shit.
If somebody in Hate Theory gave me a song, and they were like, don't play this for Grant.
Nobody in Hate Theory gave me the song.
I would play. I would,
it was somebody that's close with Hate Theory who isn't allowed to show anybody the Hate Theory shit, so I was sworn to secrecy.
So if they snitch to you, then you should have the liberty to snitch to me.
It's not really snitching.
And then I could tell my wife, and then my wife would play it for my son, and then he'd take it to he would take it to his school.
This is how things get out of control, Eagle. This is why you don't give up on secrets.
So
I'm a good secret keeper.
It sounds awesome, right?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Man, you thrilled? You excited about the?
It's different. Like, so I am excited for it. Like, it's different. I'm more excited to see him live again. I just want to. Oh my god! Right. That's all I give a shit about. Like, oh sweet, Hate Theory's putting out a new album. When are they playing?
Welcome back, Hate Theory. That's what
they got a new album coming out. Yeah, but when are they playing? At the Outpost. When are they playing?
Mm-hmm. Because I want to be there.
I mean, like, some of the greatest times ever were fucking at Hate Theory shows for me. And I met a lot of my fucking, you know, close friends because of Hate Theory shows. And I can't imagine my life without Hate Theory ever being in it.
I understand that feeling, man. Speaking of Jeff Fall.
Who?
Foul Spirits released a brand new song called Swing My Dick.
See what they did there?
I do. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Anything Jeff Fall related, you know, I'm gonna jump. Shit, dude, we were just talking about Burn Blue Sky earlier.
Yeah.
That guy has got his hands in a lot of baskets. He's doing a lot of things.
Yes.
He's on a roll.
He always has, though. I miss Rue.
Rue.
I miss Pillow Humpers more than anything.
Oh, Pillow Humpers. I got a Pillow Humpers CD.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote Pillow Humpers on it and gave it to me.
Did we ever make them Badass Band of the Week?
No.
Okay, that's going to happen.
That will happen. Yeah. Have you heard the new Foul Spirits yet?
No.
Get on it.
Thanks for the advice. Wow. Great fucking advice. I was watching Scared Straight on Hulu.
Okay.
Because I got my internet back.
Ooh.
This is the first time I've had internet. I know. Yay. First time I've had internet in like 3 years. I haven't had cable in like 12 years. And the guy at work was talking about, you know, like 3, 5, and 8. He's like, yo, you get them fucking antennas for 3, 5, and 8. I was like, I don't even have that. And he was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, no, seriously, dude. I haven't had 3, 5, and 8 for as long as I haven't had cable. Like, I do not watch TV.
Yeah.
It's not something I do.
So do you just have Hulu?
I got Hulu. Yeah. So I'm just like, you know, I run through fucking series and shit. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Great show.
Parks and Recreate.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine named their show after us, right? Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. We had the... Keeping it Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That's originally what our show was going to be. It was going to be a Brooklyn Nine-Nine recap.
We were going to do a collaboration with Lonely Island guys, but contractually, we couldn't come to an agreement.
Yeah.
So
we weren't getting paid enough.
They couldn't really afford us. Yeah. So I was watching Scared Straight. That show is fucking stupid.
I've never watched it.
Oh, you've never watched it?
No.
Okay.
I've seen Scared Straight segments.
Yeah.
Before on YouTube,
yeah.
But never like watched a full episode of some Scared Straight.
It's to me, it's dumb as shit. But I mean, I get why they're doing it. It's just like it's so unbelievable. Like, I can't imagine me being in that situation as a kid, because I was such a fucking smartass and a big mouth that, you know, I don't think I could have handled it. I didn't take authority very well and shit. Mm. So, like, I think I would have just been the asshole kid that, you know, ran his mouth the whole time he was in there. And they would have, like, took my shoes off me or something to prove, I'll take your stuff. I don't care. I'm going home at the end of the day, dude. I'm going to be eating macaroni and cheese by 7:30. You're still going to be in here eating chicken and bread. That sucks for you, huh? Sucks. I'm that kid. So, but it's funny. Like, some of these dudes that are, you know. My name is Slug Gun. What? Because I blast fools with a gun and some slugs.
My name's Titty Twister.
And they have like the crazy white dudes that fucking like have to tattoo their face and shit.
Oh,
to prove how crazy they are. Like, I'm the craziest fucking 5 foot, 640 pound white boy in this motherfucker. I'm about to fuck shit up. Yeah, when I was 15, I used to disobey my mom. Yeah, you should love your mom. I don't even have my mom.
I ate her. I ate my mom.
You see this tattoo right here? That's for eating my mom. It's a funny show. I just don't see like me doing very well in that program. Like, I would, you know, they would have did the 3 month ahead thing where they come back and see how the kids are doing, if they change their ways and shit.
Right. Kids scare easy for the most part. I'd be like, not a young
fuck
Grant.
You and fuck your camera too. I'm smoking weed, son.
What you gonna do? You gonna punch
I
me?
Like to drink. I like to smoke weed. Hang out with my friends. Yeah, I skip school. Yep.
Catch me outside. That's like, how about that?
That's like every kid on Scared Straight, dude. Every fucking kid.
They're the catch me outside girl.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, see, the Nicole, segments that I've seen, that's what I've caught.
What's that girl's name? Nicole Brigoli?
I don't know.
Yeah. That fucking kid.
She's getting paid, though. Good for her.
Yeah,
good
she's
for
getting
her.
Money, except
make
for it's just...
People make fun of her.
She's 14 years old, and there's just dude after dude on the internet talking about fucking her.
Oh, you know what drives me nuts?
It's like
is the dudes that put
pedophile.
Up the scantily clad or, like, the sexy pose pictures. People put that those pictures up.
Of her?
Yeah, and they're like, yeah. Can you believe this girl's only 13, 14? I'm like, why are you putting the pictures up, dude?
Yeah.
You're the one putting up the pictures of the minors going, isn't this shit crazy? I just jerked off this 3 times, and you're telling me she's 13? It's like, dude, stop doing that.
Yeah, it's also admitting to child porn.
Yeah, stop,
like admitting
stop
to it.
Doing that. Just because she did it doesn't mean you need to share it.
there was a comment thread going, dude. It was 260 deep or whatever, and it was just dude after dude talking about how they would fuck her, and people periodically reminding these dudes that she's fucking 13 or 14 years old, and they're just like, I don't give a fuck, whatever. We act like you wouldn't either, and I'm just like, oh my god, there's so many fucking pedophiles.
Dude.
As an adult male, you gotta switch your fucking brain off, asshole. You can't be like, yeah.
And it's not
like
she's...
No, she's a kid. Put it in your brain real quick that she's a kid. Okay, how does it look now, you moron?
Yeah, ugh.
But it was just a comment thread of dude after dude. And I'm just like, oh my god.
I'd commit statutory rape on that shit.
Yeah, I'll catch 10 years for that right there.
Oh man, you like head PE, baby? Like head PE. You get it.
Sean gets it.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field, LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media, cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Hey, Redbeard.
Yeah?
Do you have the time?
I don't have a watch on me.
Oh. Because I was wondering if it was time.
Oh, I got my phone.
You got it?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, what time is it?
It's time for Badass Band of the Week.
Oh, yeah! This is the best time of every week. This is the time where we bring to you the baddest band of this past week with no repeats so far. We've done no repeats.
No, we had like a best of show. And
yeah.
Worthy ass best ofs.
And this is a band from Cleveland? The land of the Cleve?
Area?
Yeah, the area-ish.
Everybody loves the Cleve.
This is a band that I saw last week for the very first time ever. And when I said that I was going to see them, I remember you going, we loves us some Sweaty Mammoth. And that's the Badass Band of the Week.
Yeah, we do love some Sweaty Mammoth. Those guys fucking rule.
I fucking get why. Holy
They're
shit.
Fucking good.
Holy shit. How do you describe this? According to their Facebook, they say, we strive to deliver the highest quality prehistoric sludge to your ears in a kind, timely manner. And I'm like, that's pretty much it.
Their name is Sweaty Mammoth.
Dude, yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Where the fuck?
Heavy, awesome, hairy. Right? Slow.
Where have these
crushing.
Cats been my entire life, man? Music like this is what, I mean, God, dude, this is what This is what got me into music, is bands like this, dude. I, once again, saw a band for the very first time ever in my life, and I left their set just like, ooh, I need a cigarette. Like, I
just got ear fucked.
Like, I had to go walk around Highland Square for a while after that shit, because I was like, God damn, dude, these motherfuckers kill it. The lead singer, Nathan Serafino, he's the guitar player as well. Yeah. Jesus Christ, dude, the talent as a guitar player and as a singer. Motherfuckers got range.
Yeah.
Range. He was screaming when I didn't think screaming was going to happen. They would go all fast and shit when I didn't think it was going to go fast. And then when it was time for the sludge and the doom and the slow, it was slow. I'm just like, oh, and I was standing next to Bo McGranahan from the Rock Savages podcast.
What up, Rock Savages?
And I was just like, dude, like, what the fuck? This is incredible. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm Bo McGranahan.
Well, he knows.
He does know. Great guy, Bo, by the way. I'm using the word proper here. They are tight musicians, man.
Yeah.
Like, all three of these cats, like, they play off each other so fucking well.
No, like, every time they play with somebody around the area that is, like, an established band and shit, everybody fucking likes this band. They respect them. You know what I mean?
And they like, should, so, man.
You're obviously doing something right when everybody likes you guys.
Yeah.
And everybody likes you.
I can't believe they haven't been Badass Band of the Week sooner. But this is a good time. This is a good time. I wasn't going to wait.
Well, it's cool. It's Northeastern Ohio, man.
Man, we're loaded.
We are loaded.
There's so many good bands. So many good bands.
Our state's better than yours.
It is.
When it comes to music.
That was that was the thing Bo and I were talking about. We were just like, can you believe this fucking scene? And he was telling me, he was just like, man, like, you go to Indiana or you go to Pennsylvania, it's like cover bands. And I was like, yeah, that's like down in Florida, that's all it is too. You go on any fucking strip from Daytona to Orlando down to like fucking Fort Lauderdale, it's just a shitload of fucking cover bands, man. And, I mean, they do got a jam band scene and stuff, like Pensacola, like Dylan Roth and shit likes to go down like Tampa, Pensacola and stuff like that.
Where's Wimbiscuit from?
Jacksonville,
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Jacksonville, dude. Everybody drives like they're a goddamn NASCAR driver in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Okay, dude, man. Get on in the car. Fucking, we gotta go down and get us some cigarettes.
They are pieces of shit in Jacksonville.
I've been to Florida fucking twice in my life. I fucking hate it.
I've spent years of my life in Florida.
Not a fan.
It sucks.
Like, I have to go back because CGC, the fucking grading company for comic books, is there.
Oh.
Right? But if you bring your comic books to CGC, they'll fucking grade them for free and encapsulate them and shit. If not, it's $25 a book. And I'm like, oh, but I can just take a whole box with me on the plane and then get them all graded and be like, what now, bitches? Check out my comic book collection.
Yeah, I'm glad that I got to discover them for myself, because we've talked about this before. Like, seeing a band or hearing a band for the very first time, but seeing them, it being a live show. Yeah, as opposed to hearing, you know, the song.
Hey, check out this band, blah, 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 blah.
Put it on your headphones.
It's not the same live, man. When you see a band live, it's just, that's everything. It doesn't matter what that CD sounds like, because their live show is what's burned into your fucking head.
Mm.
That sound, that groove, that energy is, it doesn't matter what studio you made an awesome record in or made a shitty record in. If your live show blows people out the fucking water, there's no denying it.
They did that.
Yeah.
They did that.
They made you stick around for the whole set, huh?
They did.
See?
They did.
That's what I always tell people. I'm like, look, if I watch your entire set, like if I lock in on you for more than 20 minutes, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, they're great. They're not just great, but they're badass, dude.
They are. The Badass Band of the Week. I'm keeping it 99.
Boom! So yeah, we're going to play the song Netflix and Kill, because how fucking cool. First of all, super cool fucking name, right?
I see what they did.
Netflix and Kill?
Yep.
It used to be
Netflix and Skill.
It's a song. Netflix and Skill?
wasn't that the same?
Netflix and Chill.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've never had sex. Netflix and Chill is it's a reference to sex.
I thought it was like, let's watch Netflix and play skee-ball.
No, it's like chill with our genitals.
Yeah, don't do that.
But neither does Sweaty Mammoth. They Netflix and Kill.
Yeah!
And this song is infectious. It is an earworm. It's another earworm. It's like, man, we've been playing some catchy-ass tunes. That song we played from the party, stuck in my head for days. The Burial Oath song, stuck in my head for fucking days. This song, I've listened to this song, like, I'm not exaggerating, at least 7 times today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, 7 times. I'd put it back on. It's, you're gonna love this fucking song.
Oh, yeah!
So, you're welcome, everybody. Yeah, I this band has all the potential in the world to just fucking blow the fuck up.
I guarantee you this is going to be a touring band.
Damn straight.
These guys are going to do this for a long time. And they should do it. They're really fucking good musicians.
So if you're not hip, get hip to it now. Go check them out at sweatymammoth.bandcamp.com. Download their stuff right now. And this should be an incentive, this song, Netflix and Kill. So until next week. My name is Eagle, and it will always be Eagle. Don't call me other names.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard, and I'm not sick right now, but I'm probably going to die in 2 days.
If I get a text tomorrow where you're like, you motherfucker.
I'll be so pissed.
I won't even care then. I'll be like, good. You called me fat.
You are.
See? You deserve it. I'm going to hug you. Bye.
Peace out.
37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.